Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, August 7th. You'll be interested to know, 46 years ago, today in 1978, President Jimmy Carter declared a federal health emergency in Love Canal, a neighborhood in Niagara Falls, New York, following the leakage of toxic chemicals buried under the community. This catastrophic event was recognized as the worst environmental disaster involving chemical waste in the history of the United States. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect a mix of knee to thigh-high waves from the southwest on Wednesday, becoming waist-high with occasional chest-high sets from the south-southwest on Thursday. Mornings will be semi-glassy with light onshore winds less than 5 miles per hour. Afternoons will turn semi-choppy with winds shifting south-southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour on Wednesday, and west-southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour on Thursday. By Friday, swells will peak at chest to shoulder high, fading in the afternoon. Saturday, expect knee-high swells with occasional waist-high sets. Afternoon conditions will be semi-bumpy with southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair at 2 feet until 8 a.m. After that, it's looking pretty choppy until 6. But it should be fair conditions for today's sunset session. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a half-foot low tide, when the south swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds and the onshore wind is 5 miles per hour. The first low tide Wednesday will be a half foot just after 5:30 a.m. with a 4.5 foot high tide at noon. This morning it's patchy fog and feels like 66 degrees with 8 miles per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:40. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:07. It looks like we are in for some sunny weather, with a high near 82 degrees. Expect a northwest wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 25. Tonight will be calm. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning through Monday, clearing by mid-morning. Days will be mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows in the upper 60s, and fog returning late. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Carl Strauss Brewing announced on Monday afternoon that it will close its outpost at San Marcos, an outdoor beer garden opened last fall. The final day is Sunday. In 2019, Carl Strauss purchased the 2-acre lot at Las Pozas Road and Armour Lake Drive, but post-pandemic conditions made opening restaurants challenging. The company tried an outdoor taproom concept, which opened in November 2023. Vice President Fred Glick stated, "We had hoped to evolve this concept, but the challenges led us to the difficult decision to end this experiment." The outpost will offer $5 beers on its closing day. Employees will be eligible for positions at other locations. Now on to sports. The New England Patriots are at the heart of speculation regarding a potential trade for San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. For the entire offseason, the Patriots have shown significant interest in acquiring a top receiver. Linebacker Gerard Mayo commented on the rumors, neither confirming nor denying the trade's progress. The Patriots are highly motivated, especially after missing out on Calvin Ridley. With Ayoub catching 75 passes for 1,342 yards and 7 touchdowns last season, the Patriots hope to secure him, potentially making him one of the highest-paid receivers in the league. In local sports, the Padres on the road lost to the Pirates 6-0 after a weather delay. And tonight, they're back at it for Game 2 of the 3-game series with Pittsburgh. In top news, dog owners are facing new challenges due to updated travel rules from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As of August 1st, new regulations have taken effect to prevent the reintroduction of rabies into the United States. Dogs must be over 6 months old, microchipped, and have proper documentation. Travelers from high-risk countries must follow stricter protocols, including entering through designated animal care facilities at 6 major airports. Additional precautions, such as a 28-day quarantine or a blood test, may apply. These rules align with the World Organization for Animal Health standards, aiming to reduce fraudulent documentation and control rabies. In business news, Airbnb forecasts lower third-quarter revenue due to economic worries, prompting last-minute bookings. Shares fell by 15%. Domestic travel in the United States has declined since the start of the year as Americans grow cautious about spending. Airbnb reported a profit of 86 cents per share, missing the estimate of 92 cents. Expected third-quarter revenue is between $3.67 billion and $3.73 billion below the estimate. The average daily rate grew 2% to $169.53. Second quarter revenue was $2.75 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $56,800. Ethereum is just under $2,500. And Solana is $144. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple's upcoming macOS Sequoia will bring a significant change for users of screenshot and screen recording apps. Starting this fall, these apps will require weekly permission prompts, as well as prompts after each reboot. This means users will need to explicitly allow access to their screens and audio more frequently. While some initially thought this was a bug, Apple has confirmed it is a deliberate feature. This update will impact various third-party apps, including CleanShot X, Discord, Zoom, and Slack. Developers can adopt special API to avoid these prompts, though it is not compatible with most current apps. And in entertainment news, Zac Efron experienced a minor swimming incident while vacationing with friends in Ibiza, Spain, leading to his hospitalization. The actor, age 36, ingested water into his lungs after hitting the bottom of a pool. Villa security assisted in pulling him out of the water. Efron, who was momentarily dazed, was taken to the hospital as a precaution, where X-rays confirmed his lungs were clear. He waited at the hospital until paparazzi left. Efron assured fans he is happy and healthy. His latest film, A Family Affair, was released on Netflix in June. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and the 39th president of the United States, Jimmy Carter. And he said, America did not invent human rights. In a very real sense, human rights invented America. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.